Six Nations Elected Council's Consultation and Accommodation Process Team, or CAP Team, provided details to the community on a proposed financial agreement between Six Nations Elected Council and the Paris Grand Subdivision Project. The financial agreement would see Six Nations Elected Council be financially compensated for each residential unit to be constructed in the subdivision, as it is located within the Haldimand Tract. CAP Team member Peter Graham outlined the location of the project and what it will look like when it's completed.
So yes, this is a 150-acre property in Paris that was previously the Paris Grand Country Club. Its address is 150 Paris Links Road. The property includes a former 18-hole golf course with a clubhouse, various small buildings, and a large lot with a house on the south side of Paris Links. There's a functioning inn on the property, which will continue serving that purpose after this development proceeds. This is an older project than we usually bring before you. The draft plan of subdivision was submitted to Brant County back in 2013 and revised in 2017, finally approved in 2021. At full build-out, the subdivision will have about 750 residential units comprised of both single-detached and multi-unit housing. At the end of the day, it'll depend on market conditions, whether the developer believes it'll be more profitable to have more multi-unit versus semi-single-detached.
Graham provided details to the proposed agreement between Six Nations Elected Council and the developer Paris Grand Estates, including the history of conversations between the two parties and what Six Nations Elected Council will be compensated for each residential unit that is constructed.
Now, as to the proposed agreement itself, conversations with Paris Grand Estates began in 2018 and a tentative agreement was reached in 2019. In early 2020, before finalization, COVID struck, delaying those conversations. There were also further delays as the proponents retained a new lawyer, and the consultation accommodation process team insisted on an inflation clause. Under the terms of the agreement, elected council will receive $1,136 for each unit built, and that per unit rate will increase each year to keep pace with inflation.
Some community concerns that were shared included, would the community continue to see agreements like this in place as development projects within the area and traditional First Nations lands increase? Graham responded to those concerns.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a trend. Development's going to continue. Unfortunately, the last years, there's been a bunch of awful legislation from the provincial government, which elected council has strongly opposed, eating away at, basic rights and protections for endangered species. Just trying to find loopholes to, limit, environmental studies, First Nation consultation. The motto from the province is very much, build, build, build. They're now even looking at, special project areas that'll be designated and won't have the basic limited protections otherwise available. And you might have heard, recently on the federal level, there's, similar legislation with also these project zones. They're not so much geared to residential, but we'll see. But back again to the provincial governments, they're prepared to sacrifice basic First Nation rights and environmental protections to speed up development. So, unfortunately, I think you can say it's a trend. It's been the same trend we've seen by decades in past decades, but the government's doing its damnedest to accelerate things.
CAP team lead Lonnie Bomberry shared to the community that the team is looking at alternative options to address issues regarding development increasing in the province, including legal action on smaller development projects if necessary.
We're looking at taking a more proactive stance on these developments because, especially, of course, in the Haldimand Tract, we had the big area, the Nanfan area, tree area, but that was made in 1701 and under totally different circumstances in the Haldimand Tract. Haldimand Proclamation, the result of our being allies of the British Crown during the American War of Revolution, American Revolutionary War. So it is a, and then, you know, to have that land given to you and then taken away from you within 50 years by fraudulent means is certainly something that always burns in my mind that there should be justice in that some way. So we are looking at ways of being more proactive and perhaps starting court actions on these things. As Peter has mentioned, it is costly and it's time-consuming to do that, and we still have our main litigation to concentrate on, which is a huge case, and we tend to put all our time and effort into that case. But it's not saying that we won't look at these other ones, too, because it is a concern of mine, that, as Peter has mentioned, that the province has taken this attitude of build as fast as we can, and not only in the Greater Toronto Area, but also in mine and Haldimand Track as well. So we're going to have to keep on top of it and pick our projects wisely.
Six Nations CAP team says this agreement will not interfere or conflict with the community's larger litigation surrounding lands lost within the Haldimand Track. Community members are still being asked to provide feedback on the proposed agreement before July 22nd, when the CAP team presents its full report on the project to Six Nations Elected Council for its approval. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.